Streaming live, it's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Cedar Ridge High School. As the Panthers get ready to face the Bruins, I'm Mark Panther. And Delta's on a 6-game winning streak after beating Strasburg last weekend 12-0. They scored double digits in every game during this streak and have beaten all of their opponents by the run rule. Cedar Ridge enters this game 5-8 overall, 1-2 in league, and having lost their last five, so they've got their work cut out for them today. We'll take a break. When we come back, you'll hear from head coach Steve Ryer. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service. Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorough, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Steve, we had another dominant victory over Strasburg last Saturday. Obviously, we only played the one game. How does talk about the victory and how only playing the one game will affect things going forward?
You know, the Strasburg game, I thought we played really well. Their kid, their right-hander, I thought was pretty solid. He threw pretty hard. He had good off-speed stuff. He moved it around. And, we were patient. And finally we broke through. And once we broke through, it was kind of like it just became contagious again. You know, we start passing the bat down the line. And that's been our focus the last several games is, pass the bat. You'll hear the coaches telling the kids that with two strikes, pass the bat or two outs, pass the bat. And, that's what we're looking for. Not playing the other game, I don't know at this point if it will have much effect. Obviously we wanted to get that game in just so, we didn't have to worry about makeups because that turns into an absolute mess, which it has. And, we'll control what we can control. and we'll go play when they tell us we need to go play, and you know, live with the results.
Yeah, you know, just talking about makeup game, making up sooner than you thought it would, but we'll talk about that at a later date. You're in the middle of a pretty nice winning streak right now, 6 games, all of them have been double digits, scored in double digits, you know, we have hit the run rule in all the games. Talk a little bit about the psyche of this team right now. Obviously, they're pretty high riding a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah, you know, we talk about it every day. It's taking a game at a time. And that's our 100% focus. And, you know, we talk about, hey, let's see how many pitchers they have. Let's see how many pitchers we can see. You know, see how many hits we can get. And, you know, it's just a matter for us. Our focus is winning an inning at a time. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. I think, you know, you look past over the past 5 or 6 games, we've either won or pushed on every single inning, and that's the key. For us, we've got to score runs every inning, and as long as we do that, we're going to pitch well, and I think we'll keep things rolling.
Can I keep them rolling today against Cedar Edge? They've got a couple of solid kids on their team. You know, their record might not be indicative of the type of team or the talent that this team has, but they're a solid program.
Yeah, exactly. We always know we're going to get a good game from Cedar Edge. You know, like you said, they have some good kids. And they're well coached, and they're going to come out. And hey, it's the big kid on the block's coming to town, and we're going to get their best, and we know that. And you know, we can't take any team lightly, and we know that. We've learned, you know, from past, you know, the last couple of years, when we take a team, you know, we don't take them as serious as we should. We end up, you know, either losing it or being someplace where we don't want to be. So yeah, we're definitely focused on this one.
Always have a target on our back, being the big kid on the block, and just go out and take care of our own business, and things should take care of themselves. Good luck today, Steve.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of, and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service. What easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Cedar Edge High School. I'm Mark Cantor, and coaches meeting taking place at home plate with the umpires as we speak. We'll take a look at the starting lineups now for both teams, starting with your Delta Panthers. Leading off and playing left field will be Connor Workman, batting second, shortstop Landon Clay. Batting third, the catcher, Luke Gastineau. Batting in the cleanup spot, the right fielder, Ty Reed. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, Riley Bynum. Batting sixth and starting center field, Braden Sprout. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Evan Ficklin. Evan hitting for today's starting pitcher, Landon Kennel. In the eighth spot will be the second baseman, Jesse Delgado. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Lance Porter. Cedar Ridge lineup looks like this. Leading off and playing shortstop will be Brady Cooper. Batting in the two spots will be the second baseman, Kyle Brown. Batting third, the third baseman, Tel Geyer. Batting in the cleanup spot today and playing center field will be Jackson Cooper. Batting fifth, Cedar Edge's starting pitcher, Colton Hutto. Batting sixth will be the catcher, Ethan Heiss. Batting seventh and being the designated hitter today, Rylan Brooks. Brooks will be hitting for the first baseman, Moose Johnson. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Trenton Ryan, and batting ninth and playing left field will be Matt Connell. The Cedar Ridge Bruins, coached by Travis Easton.
Welcome, baseball fans, to today's contest against the visiting.
And so,
your hometown,
taking a look at the Kennels numbers, as we'll pause real quick for the national anthem. So, once again, the numbers on Delta's starting pitcher, Landon Kennel, look like this. Kennel's probably been the most consistent pitcher that Delta's had this season.
Brady Cooper on third base, number 28.
He's 5-1 in six appearances, 108 to earned run average.
Number 5, Jackson Cooper.
Three walks, 40 strikeouts, leads the team in that category. Batting average against is 124, so does not give up a lot of hits. Doesn't give up a lot of runs either, for that matter. So we'll get Colton Hutto's numbers here in just a little bit. Once again, the defensive lineup for the Panthers. First to third, Bynum, Delgado, Clay, and Porter, left to right in the outfield, Workman, Sprout, and Reed. And actually, this will be the Gastro's, the catcher, Kennel's the pitcher, but we'll get you the defensive lineup for Cedar Edge here as well. It's Johnson, Brown, Brady Cooper, and Geyer first to third. Left to right, it's going to be Connell, Jackson, Cooper, and Ryan. Behind the plate, Heist on the mound, Hutto. Hutto's numbers on the season. .101 record, 4 appearances, .573 earned on run average, 11 walks, 23 strikeouts. So Workman to lead off, Connor batting .265 with a couple of doubles. 10 walks, 10 strikeouts. Home plate umpire says play ball, and We're underway. First pitch comes in high for a ball. So Workman's been the primary leadoff batter most of the season. She'll foul off the 1-0 pitch back out of play. Evens the count. And she's become quite a patient hitter since moving into that lead-up role and setting the table.
Yeah.
Not necessarily your prototypical leadoff man, although he does have some speed and does manage to get on base quite a bit. The on-base percentage for Connor's 479. Doesn't lead the team, but he's in the top echelon there as the 2-1 pitch catches the outside corner to even the count. That pitch is in the dirt. Connor's second on the team and being hit by a pitch. As the count is full, payoff pitch from Hutto misses, and a leadoff walk for Workman puts him at first.
Now batting for the Panthers, number two, Landon Clay.
That'll bring Clay to the plate. Lando batting 439 on the season, 5 doubles, 11 RBI, 4 strikeouts, and 8 walks. The pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. As I mentioned, Workman with some speed. He does is a threat to go at first, being held on by Johnson. Doesn't go. This pitch bounces to the plate, and the count's even at one. Umpire dusts off the plate, and we're back to action. Workman with 6 stolen bases on the season. He's going. The pitch, it's a hit and run. Hit to the right side. Fielded by the second baseman Brown. Retires Clay at first.
The Panthers, number 33, Luke Gastineau.
Workman ends up at second. Gastineau. Is batting 444 on the season with 2 doubles and 6 RBI. The pitch from the righty Hutto overthrows his catcher. Workman moves up 90 feet. Gastineau, 7 walks, 2 strikeouts. Short backstop here in Cedar Edge. And it's got a wood base, so it'll bounce back to the catcher a little bit. And so the base runner is really going to have to pay attention to where that ball goes when it gets by the catcher. That pitch misses high and outside, and the count's 2-0 to the Delta backstop, Gastineau. Just underway here, third batter of the game. No score. Hutto sets and delivers the 2-0. This one a check swing to short. Workman hustling up the line, and that's going to be a ground out, but an RBI for Luke. Delta on the board first here. Two down and Ty Reed coming to the plate. Ty batting 444 on the season, 3 doubles on their triple. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch twice and leads the team on reaching on an error. Swing and a miss. Counts even at 1. So He's been the recipient and has taken advantage of the most opposing team's mistakes. That pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Now, Ty going to have to be tough with two. The pitch. This one's going to be hit in the air on the right side. It's drifting foul. Second baseman is over. And Brown can't catch up to it. So Reed will head back to the plate. He'll step back in. Beto comes set, and the pitch. Check swing, and it's in the dirt. Ball bounces away from the catcher, Heist, but he tracks it down in a hurry. Nobody's on, so really doesn't matter. Deuce is wild across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Delta leads 1-0 here in the top of the first inning. Beto's set, and delivers. This was a high chopper up the middle. Shortstop Brady Cooper will misfield that one. Can't get the glove on it. And again, Reed reaches on an error. That'll bring Ryland Bynum to the plate. Reed batting 463 on the season. A double, a triple. Make it two triples and a home run. Three walks, seven strikeouts. Check and Reed over at first and ties back in time. Bynum with 12 RBI. Beto sets and delivers. Pitch is high in the zone and hits the ball. Ty's got seven stolen bases on eight attempts, so 1-0 is swung on and missed. Ryland, look at his chops on that one. He's just out ahead of it. Couldn't wait long enough. The pitch. That one's over the catcher's head, and Reed heads to second. Beto goes back to the mound. He sets and delivers the 2-1. This one's fouled back to the backstop. Counts even. Umpire going to sweep off the plate again. So, Bynum steps back in, Reed with his lead off a second, and the pitch. This one's going to be lined into right field. That's a base hit. Right fielder Ryan up with it. Reed rounds third and heads home, and that's an RBI single for Bynum.
Now that is for the Panthers, number 19, Braden Strack.
Delta leads 2-0 here with two outs in the top of the first, and that will bring Braden Sprout to the plate. Lefty steps in. Brado batting 343 on the season, three doubles and a triple. Takes ball one. Two walks, 10 strikeouts. Sprout leads the team in hit by pitch. He's been plunked six times. The pitch bounces off the... Nope, that hit him. So that'll be the seventh time this season that Brado's been hit.
Number 14, Evan Sickler.
Kind of a ball magnet. Looks like he's okay down there. Gives the umpire, home plate umpire, the high side and wanted to give him a little time. And the non-good. So Bynum the runner at second, Sprout at first, Evan Ficklin coming to the plate, and Ficklin's just been lights out so far this season. 429, three doubles, two home runs, leads the team in RBI with 16. Five walks, seven strikeouts. He takes ball one. That pitch misses, and Ficklin ahead early 2-0. Cutto sets. Works rather quickly. The pitch. That's high and inside, and we'll see if Evan gets the green light. He does not. He'll be taking all the way here. Here's the pitch from Hutto. That misses, so a four-pitch walk will load the bases for Delta with two outs. And Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. Delgado batting 353 on the season. Two doubles, two RBI, although he's looking to add the bat total here with the bases juiced. One walk, one strikeout. He has been hit a couple times. And
now batting for the Panthers, number 21.
Quick conference on the mound with Hutto. And Coach Ethan will return to the dugout. And Delgado steps in. Bynum at third, Sprout at second, Ficklin at first, and Delgado will take time for ball one. The pitch. One chop foul at the plate. And the count's even. Delgado steps out. Takes a couple of practice swings to stay loose now. Back into the box. Beto has his sign and delivers. That one's on the outside corner. And now Delgado going to have to be tough with two. Two outs here. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a high. I believe that was a fastball. And the inning will be over. But Delta scores two runs on four hits. No errors. Three runners left on base for the Panthers. We'll see what Cedar Edge can do here in their half of the first. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you at Cedar Edge High School. Delta putting a two spot on the scoreboard here in their half of the first inning. See what Cedar Edge can do here in the bottom. Landon Kennel will finish his warm-ups once again defensively for Delta around the infield. First to third, Bynum, Delgado, Clay, and Porter left, right, and outfields working Sprout and Reed. Gastineau behind the dish, and Kennel on the mound. Just to remind you, Kennel's numbers from the bump this year. Really good, 5-1 record. 108 earned run average, has a complete game. 3 walks, 40 strikeouts, and on base average against of 124. So Excellent numbers for the freshman. Not in the batting order today, but pretty effective when he has been this season as well. So, all-around good player, Landon Kemmel. Good family as well. So, leading off for the Bruins will be Brady Cooper. Cooper batting 500 on the year, a double and a triple. Four walks, six strikeouts, an on-base percentage of 565. So, he'll step into the right side of the batter's box. Looking to start his team off right, get something going here in the bottom of the first. Kennel stares in, he sets. And the pitch. That'll be low. The pitch. That one is in the dirt, blocked by Gastineau. So Kennel struggling with the release on the first two pitches here. Releasing late. See what he comes back here, 2-0, and trying to keep it low and misses the zone again. It's three balls, no strikes. Kennel stares in, has the signs, and the pitch. That misses, and a four-pitch walk is, oh no, they called that on the outside corner as Cooper was taking. It's 3-1. Is the pitch. That'll miss. So a five-pitch leadoff walk for Cooper. And now Kyle Brown will come to the plate. Brown batting 371 on the season with four doubles. Four walks, 11 strikeouts. Brown's got a couple of ribbies on the season. Cooper with 10 stolen bases on the season as Brown attempts to bunt. It goes foul over the backstop. So, looks like Coach Easton trying to play a little small ball here. Short lead by Cooper at first. That pitch is a strike. So, now Kennel ahead, way ahead here on the second batter he's faced. Again, short lead by Cooper at first, held on by Bynum. The pitch, swing and a miss. So there's one out. And Phil Geyer will come to the plate. That'll be Kennel's leading 41st strikeout on the season. First pitch to Geyer is a strike. Geyer batting 281 on the season with three doubles, and this one is into right field, and it's going to land in front of the right fielder, Reed. So there's a one-out single, and now the cleanup batter, Jackson Cooper, will come to the plate. Cooper.
Number five, Jackson Cooper.
Doesn't look like he has an official at bat. This might be his first time to the plate this season, according to Max Preps. Actually, I'm mistaken. He takes strike one. Cooper batting 625 in the season with a double. 13 RBI. 11 walks. One strikeout. He'll swing and miss at that one. Again, Kennel way ahead 0-2. Checks the runner. Cooper at second. Now comes home. That misses outside. Couldn't get Jackson Cooper to chase. Brady Cooper, excuse me, is the runner at second. Guyer, the runner at first. The pitch bounces to the plate, and the count's even. Good stop by Gastineau. Kennel sets and delivers. Strike three called on the outside half. So two outs, and Colton Hutto will come to the plate.
Now that
Peter is Edge pitcher.
27, Colton Hutto.
Batting 273 on the season. Two doubles and a triple. Nine walks, 15 strikeouts. And the pitch. That'll be low. Ball one. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Delta leads 2-0. Peter does have a runner in scoring position out there at second base as the 0-1 pitch is taken for, the 1-0 pitch taken for a strike. There's the pitch, swing and a miss at the high heat. And now Kennel again ahead. Landon sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So a couple of hits sprinkled in there for the Bruins. Otherwise, three strikeouts. Delta still leads 2-0. We'll head to the second. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hey, health to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it, to Nikki at the Sunflower Room, help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Cedar Edge High School, Mark Ganter along with you. Delta leads 2-0 as we start the second inning. As Bruins pitcher Hutto will face 9-1-2 for the Panthers. That's Porter, Workman, and Clay. So Lance on the season, batting 263.
Now batting for the Panthers, number 12, Lance Porter.
One walk, five strikeouts. Looking to start something here for Delta in the second inning. The pitch is going to be lifted on the right side. It's into foul territory. Brown over and makes the catch. The second baseman able to retire Porter on
now that
just the one pitch.
For Connor Workman.
So that'll bring Workman to the plate. Led off the game with a walk. Came around to score Delta's first run. Hutto stares in. As a sign. And the pitch. Workman thinks about drag bunting, pulls the bat back, and takes the pitch for a ball. So third baseman Guyer will move on the grass now to guard against that bunt possibility. Here's the pitch. Now it's a liner past the third baseman Guyer, but in foul territory. Counts even. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. So now Guyer, see what he does as he's back behind the bag again. Inviting Workman, he's about even with the bag. Now he backs up, so inviting Workman to lay down the bunt. The pitch is going to be on the ground to the right side. Second baseman Brown up with it. On the first, we'll retire Workman and
now batting for the Panthers.
Results in the second out of the inning. So Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando grounded out to second last inning. Not an unproductive at bat as he was able to move the runner. The pitch. This one's going to be fouled back off the fence. Beto has his sign. And delivers. This one's going to be ripped foul past Steve Ryder down on the third base coach's box. And now Hutto will be way ahead 0-2 on Lando. Here's the pitch from Hutto. This one's going to be poked into right field. Nice solid two-out face knock for Clay. And Elliot Gastineau will come to the plate. That'll be a ground out last inning for Luke.
Panthers, number 33, Luke Gastineau.
Looking to keep things going here with two outs in the bottom of the second, top of the second. Clay 2-for-3 and stolen bases on the season. Got a little bit of speed down there. He's got a good lead held on by Johnson. The pitch is going to be fouled out of play on the left side. Hutto doesn't have as much velocity as some of the pitchers that Delta has faced this year. If Delta can sit back and wait long enough on that fastball, they should be able to drive it to all fields. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one misses high. Count will be even. Gastineau steps out and adjusts the batting gloves now. Back into the left side. And the pitch. Clay on a delayed steal. Makes it to second. With an off-speed pitch that was low. Clay read it and took advantage. Took off as the ball was getting to the plate. Again, Gastineau calls time, steps out, adjusts the gloves, and now steps back in. Here's the pitch from Hutto. That's high and outside, and the count's even. Looks like it's 3-1. That pitch is taken at the knees for a strike. So now the count will be full. Hutto stares in, now delivers. Taken outside, and Gastineau draws the 2-out walk. Put runners at first and second. We're going to get a courtesy runner. Chaz Wilkes.
Number 7, Ty Reed.
Throws the helmet on, comes out of the dugout. That'll bring Ty Reed to the plate. He reached on an error last inning and came around to score on the RBI single from Bynum right behind it. So Wilkes with speed at first, but he's got Clay in front of him at second. Delta with a runner in scoring position again, two outs. top of the second. They lead 2-0. Cutoff. Stares in. Comes set. And delivers. This is going to be fouled back out of play. Beto finally has something he likes, so now the pitch. Off-speed pitch misses, and the count will be even. Beto sets and delivers. It's a strike on the outside corner. And now Ty, you're going to have to be tough with two. Catcher sets up on the outside half and can't frame that one. The count will be even. It's a good place to miss if you're Hutto. Couldn't get Ty to chase. And now the 2-2 delivery. Some high heat, he's going to lift it into center field. Jackson Cooper back on it, makes the catch. That we were tied to the side, no damage done. Couple of hits, though, for the Panthers. Actually, just the one hit, no errors for Cedar Edge. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you at Cedar Edge High School. Landon Kendall comes out to work the second inning. He's going to face 6, 7, and 8 to start with in the Cedar Edge lineup. It's Heiss, Brooks, and Ryan. Heiss batting 333 on the season with 4 doubles, 9 walks, 7 strikeouts, an on-base percentage of 467. Fist bumps to the coaches as he heads to the batter's box. Heiss doing pretty decent job behind the dish for the Bruins today. Had to chase a few wild pitches, but has tracked them down pretty quickly. Here's the pitch from Kendall. So it's going to be popped up and out of play on the right side here. Over the backstop. So Kendall works a little quicker when there aren't runners on base. Heiss will chop that one foul at the plate, and Landon's way ahead 0-2. Kendall's got his sign and delivers. Waste pitch. Can't get Heiss to chase the high fastball. It'll be 1-2. Here's the pitch. That one's in the dirt. And the count's even. Heiss lets the hands. Make sure he doesn't had the bat slip out there. Steps back in. He is wearing batting gloves. So. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fourth strike out of the game for Kittle. First out of the inning. That'll bring Ryland Brooks to the plate. The designated hitter batting .321 on the season with a double. 6 walks, 11 strikeouts. Kennel's got his sign and delivers. Swing and a miss. Low one on the inside half. Low in the zone, I might say. The pitch. Fouled off the catcher. Brooks. Just trying to make contact with this one, it looked like. It's Kennel. Can ask for any ball. Gastineau will inspect it before throwing it back out to Kennel. Brooks steps back in. And the pitch. Strike 3 called in the outside corner. Umpire. Took an extra beat to examine what he saw and decided that he caught the black and the batter was out. So Trent and Ryan will come to the plate. Ryan batting .133 on the season. The pitch, swing and a miss. The pitch. Strike called. Landon dealing now. I look for something here on the outside. The pitch, swing and a miss. I was wrong. It was about letter high right down the middle. Landon strikes out the side, and we'll head to the top of the third. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports. They still lead this one here 2-0. Right here on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is the place with the help of hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorup, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cannon back with you at Cedar Edge High School as Heiss finishes up his, Hutto finishes up his warm-up process. Heiss with the practice throw now. Hutto going to be facing 5-6-7 in the lineup for Delta. Top of three, Delta leads 2-0. Ryland Bynum at the plate. He's had an RBI single in the first inning.
Ryland Bynum.
Here's the pitch from Hutto. It's low. Second time through the lineup now. Delta should have a little bit better idea of what to expect from Hutto here. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Taken for a ball outside. Bynum's got a good eye at the plate. Very patient batter. The pitch, that's going to miss. Gets by the catcher. Umpire says, hey, go get it. Did he call that a strike? I think he did. Okay. not an immediate strike call as he sent the catcher to go get the ball and to throw a new one out. And it's 2-1 to the Delta first baseman. Cutter sets and delivers. That misses outside. Beto stares it as a sign he likes, kicks and fires. That's a strike on the outside corner, and the count's full. Rylan steps out, now back in. Beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies, as Bynum's going to pop this one up into center field. Jackson Cooper comes in on it, and that's the first out of the inning. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning, leads the team in that category. As I was saying, mostly sunny skies here in Cedar Edge today. There is a breeze. Coming out of the south, crosses the field right to left. There's Sprout. Takes ball one high. Brado steps out, now back into the left side. Pato's got his sign, kicks and fires. That pitch is high. Here's the 2-0 from Hutto. Swung on and fell back to the backstop. Pitch was low in the zone. Kind of where Brado likes to hit him. Here's the pitch. That'll hit him. That one was audible. Square in the back. And for the second time today that Sprout will be on after getting plunked. Went out and Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. Ficklin drew the
Evan Ficklin
two-out walk in the first inning. Sprout with speed at first. Held on by Johnson. The pitch. Low and outside. Cutto stares in, now he sets and delivers. This one's lifted down the left field line and foul. Strickland yanked that one. Had it been fair, it was gone. Instead, Evan will come back to the plate to count even at one. Ace is across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. Delta leads 2-0 here in the top of three. Sprout the runner. First good lead down there by Brado. And the pitch. That's a strike. Maybe. Nope, it was high. Here's the 2-1. Runner is going. Pitch is low. Sprout slides in ahead of the tag. Good throw by Heist down there to first, or to second. And that was a lot closer than I think people expected. Ficklin had 3-1 here. Hitters count. Waiting for something he can sit back and drive here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Evan wanted that one. Pulled his head. It's okay. He gets one more, so the count's full. Payoff pitch from Hutto. Comes in high, and Ficklin frustrated that he didn't get a pitch he liked and when he could drive, but he'll be at first with the walk. puts runners at first and second for the Panthers now. Delgado will come to the plate. He's struck out swinging in the first. Looking to make up for that here with a runner in scoring position. And just the single out. The pitch. This one's the liner into center field. It's going to drop down. Sprout being waved in. Play at the plate. Throws not in time. It's going to get away from the catcher. High. Ficklin trying to make it into third and does. Ball's going to get away. He's going to... we've got a problem here. We've got two runners on third and they're going to tag out Delgado. Ficklin made like he was going to take home, and Jesse just a little too eager, but honestly, got to pay attention to that runner in front of you. That'll bring Porter to the plate. This one's in the hole on the left side. Good play by the third baseman, Geyer, in time to get Porter. Great diving stop and a third out there.
On one hit, one error, one runner, and that's on base.
Yes, Delta scored the run. They're now up 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Kind of a cluster to end that inning with the base running snafu and then the great play defensively by Geyer to get Porter. Landon Kimmel out to work against 9-1 and 2 of the Cedar Ridge lineup. That'll be Matt Connell to lead it off. Connell batting 222 on the season. 8 walks, 16 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike. Kennel struck out the last 5 batters. The pitch, swing and a miss. He had some velocity on that pitch. Connell steps out, now back in. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. Six straight strikeouts.
Now batting for the Bruins, number 9, Brady Cooper.
Seventh strikeout of the game. And Brady Cooper will come to the plate. He led off the Bruins first with a walk. Diving stop by Bynum to first at time. Bynum made the dive, knocked it down. Kennel hustling over from the mound, and Bynum able to just get off a throw in the vicinity of Kennel, who grabbed it and retired Cooper. 2 outs and Kyle Brown coming to the plate. Tell Geyer flashing the leather in the bottom of last inning as that pitch to Brown misses high. Ryland Bynum flashing the leather here. Saved a base hit for sure. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's at the knees for a strike, and the count's even. That pitch swung on and missed. Kennel again ahead in the count, 1-2. Bottom three, Delta leads 3-0, two outs. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Bruins go in order. Kennel's got 8 strikeouts so far on the day. Delta leads 3-0 heading to the fourth. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is serving. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Cut him out to work the fourth inning. He'll face the top of the Delta order. Connor Workman will come to the plate for the third time today. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. He's looking to start things off for Delta. His team leads 3-0, as I mentioned, top of the fourth inning.
For the Panthers, number 4, Connor Workman.
Connor takes a deep breath and will step into the box. Cut out. There's him. He's set now, and the pitch. That's outside for a ball. The 1-0, taken high, first ball 2. Workman steps out now, back in. And the pitch. That's a strike, caught the outside corner. Long look in by Hutto. Got his sign. Picks and fires. That misses the corner, and it's 3-1 to Connor. Hutto's ready. And the pitch. This one's fouled back to the backstop. Bounces off that wood. Back out. So the count will be full with the Delta left fielder. Connor will be matriculating at Concordia University next year. Here's the payoff pitch. Chopped on the ground. Foul just outside the bag. Geyer trying to make a diving stop, and the ball crossed the line just in front of the bag. So Workman back to the plate. Hutto has his sign, sets and delivers. Strike 3 called in the outside corner at the knees. Pitch is too close to be taking, and Connor took it for strike 3. So one out, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay 1-for-2 today with stolen base. Here's the pitch. This one's on the ground on the left side, foul. So Delta batters seem to be ahead of the pitch when they're swinging the bat, at least here the last couple of innings. Need to just wait a little bit longer. Here's the 0-1. Off speed misses. Can't be even. Clay steps back in. Pedro's got his son. And the pitch. Misses outside. Pedro stares in. He steps. And delivers. The one on this high. 3-1 to Lando. Cutto kicks some dirt around the mound. Still set. Kick and fire. That one misses high, and Clay will trot down to first, watching the catcher to see how quickly he's tracking that ball down. So a one-out walk, and Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Gastineau. 0-for-1 with a walk and an RBI today. Clay the runner at first. He's already got a stolen bag, so we'll see what he does here. That one coming on a delayed steal back in the second. The pitch. This is high. Signs coming in from Steve Reier down on the third base coach's box. The pitch. Taken for a strike. Counts even. Clay takes his lead from first, held on by Johnson. Here's the pitch from Hutto. That one's by the catcher, and Clay, as soon as it got by, it was off. Good anticipation. So after the wild pitch, Clay will be at second, and Gastineau's got a 2-1 count at the plate. Here's the pitch. That one misses high. It's 3-1 to the Delta catcher. The pitch. They're going to say it was a strike on the inside corner. Gastineau agrees. So the count's full. Here's the payoff pitch from Hutto. This one's chopped on the ground to first. Gets through Johnson's glove and then by the second baseman Brown. A base hit, and Clay will come around to score. It was a tough one for Johnson to field, as Chaz Wilkes will come in as the courtesy runner at first, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Ty's 0-for-1 and reached on an error today, scored a run. Signs come from Steve Reier down to third base coach's box. Pedro stares in. Wilkes will take his lead. A good lead by Chaz. Hutto sets. Wilkes going. There's the pitch. Throw down by Heist. Not in time. Wilkes with a stolen base. Pedro checks the runner at second. Now comes home with the 1-0. This one's going to be lifted into left field. Connell is back. Camped out underneath it. He'll make the catch. Two outs in the inning, and Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum 1-for-2 with an RBI today. Delta leads 4-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Wilkes, the runner at second, will take his lead. Brown looking in and out on him as Bynum will take the first pitch for a strike. Dotto sets and delivers. This one will be fouled off on the right side and the count's even. Pitch from Hutto. Nope, he's going to spin. Checks Wilkes, sends him back to second. No throw made. So Hutto will regather himself on the rubber. Comes set. And delivers. It's taken high. We have a timeout called as Heisel head out to the mound. So the scuttle on the makeup game was roaring for it. They were hoping to do it here in a couple weeks. And a fuss has been made by another team in our league that it needs to be made up sooner. So the makeup with roaring for it could come as soon as Monday. You want to stay tuned to all your regular outlets to find out about that. The pitch is in the dirt. So, chats are taking a look at that, and league going to vote to see if we can keep the game with Roaring Fork in a couple of weeks or if we have to make it up next week. The pitch misses, and Bynum will trot down to first with the two-out walk. So runners at first and second, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He's been hit twice. He's stolen a base, scored a run. Wilkes, the runner at second, Bynum at first as Brado steps in. Left on right. Wilkes with a good lead off of first. The pair of second, excuse me, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Sprout steps back in. Petto gets his side, comes set, and delivers. That one misses high. Counts even. Hutto with the pitch. That's taken inside. And Grado will be up 2-1. Delta leads 4-0. Top of 4. Two outs. Runners at first and second for the Panthers. Hutto sets and delivers. Taking the first strike at the knees inside half. Evens the count. And the pitch. This one's lifted into right field. Ryan going back, and it's over his head. One run will score. Here comes Bynum from first. And that will be a 2-RBI triple for Sprouse. So Delta with 3 in the inning. Extend their lead. It's now 6-0 here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring Evan Ficklin to the plate. Ficklin's walked twice today. looking to drive something, the pitch. High and outside for a ball. Pedro stares in, has his side, kicks and fires. Jam job, check swing, foul for Ficklin. Counts even. The pitch. Lays off that one. Which is good. It was high, so ball two. Here's the 2-1 in the dirt. This one's going to be dialed back off the top of the backstop, and the count will be full. Pato stares in. He's ready. Here's the payoff pitch. This one popped up on the right side in foul territory. Johnson back, makes the catch. Retires the side. Delta scores 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors by the Bruins. We'll head to the bottom of the 4th. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Cedar Ridge High School. Mark Cantor here with you is Landon Kennel will come to the mound here in the bottom of the 4th. His team up 6-0. He's facing 3, 4, and 5 in the Bruins order.
Batting for the Bruins, number 28.
Tell Geyer to start. Excuse me. He singled back in the first inning. This is only his second trip to the plate in the game. The pitch. This is high. The 1-0 in the dirt. Gastineau, telling Kennel just slow down a little bit here. The pitch is back up the middle. Delgado fields it at second to first in time. One out in Jackson Cooper to the plate. He struck out looking in the first inning.
Now batting for the Bruins, number 5, Jackson Cooper.
Cooper steps in. Kennel stares in. He's got a sign. Kicks and fires. This one's back to Kennel on the mound off his glove. Delgado picks it up to first In time, got Cooper by a half a step. And now Colton Hutto will come to the plate. Actually, it looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter. This is going to be Logan Coombs coming to the plate.
The Bruins, number 23, Logan Coombs.
He may be coming in to pitch as well here in the top of the fifth inning. We'll see. Regardless. Coombs batting 500 on the season with a triple. Three strikeouts, first pitch misses. Long look in by Kennel. He's got his sign now and delivers the 1-0. That's it. Umpire's gonna say that's low, but he called that a strike earlier today, so. It's the pitch. That one's going to hit Coombs. The umpire.
Number two, Ethan Height.
Having a discussion with Kennel. I'm curious if he's asking if it was on purpose or not. I would definitely think it wasn't. And I don't think that's a conversation the umpire's having with him, just to be honest. He's just telling him they're going to take a couple beats to make sure that Coombs is okay down at first, and he is. So that'll bring Riley Brooks to the plate. Brooks, actually, this is Ethan Heiss, the catcher. He'll take ball one. I struck out swinging in the second. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This one's going to be lifted into left field. Workman tracks it down and retires the side. So, no runs, no hits. One left on base for Cedaridge. No errors by Delta. We'll head to the top of the fifth with Delta up 6-0. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done. Right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So we will have a pitching change. It'll be Brady Cooper coming in to pitch. It looks like Colton Hutto will resub and head over to third base. As it looks like Tel Geyer will move over to shortstop. So Cooper gonna face 8-9-1 in the Delta lineup. The five appearances, Cooper 1-1, 12.09 earned run average, 15 walks, 14 strikeouts. Jesse Delgado comes to the plate. Delgado, 1-for-2 today. We're going to start things off for Delta here. He's going to hit it on the ground to Hutto. Hutto's airmails it as Delgado stumbles on over the bag. The second single today for Delgado. That'll bring Porter to the plate. Porter 0-for-2 today. Lance grounded out to third and is last at bat. Pitch swung on and missed. Cooper stares in. Now we'll check Delgado over at first. Held on by Johnson. The pitch. This is on the ground to third. Cutto up with it. Fielder's choice to second. That's all they'll get.
For the Panthers, number 4.
6-4 on the put out of Delgado and one out. Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman 0-for-2 with a walk today and a run scored. Struck out in his last at bat when he led off last inning. Delta leads 6-0 here with one out in the top of the fifth. Porter with a good lead down at first. The pitch. Taken for a strike. Connor steps out now back in. Cooper stares in, looks over at Porter at first. Now comes set at the belt, the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's going to roll through the wickets on the catcher height. Porter will move up 90 feet. Now Connor. Going to have to be tough with two. Takes his time stepping back in. Cooper checks Porter. Now comes home. This one's chopped foul with the plate. Cooper. Has his start. Looks at the runner, now comes home. It's taken high for a ball. One and two, the count to Workman. And the pitch. This one popped up. Foul territory left side. Better room. Make the play over in the third base coach's box.
The Panthers, number 2, Landon Clay.
Two outs, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Home plate umpire going to brush it off before Lando steps in. Now to lead 6-0 here, top of the fifth. Again, two outs. Runner on second is Porter. Here's the pitch. Slow chopper back to the pitcher, Cooper. Toss over to first, Johnson will field it the throw for the third out of the inning. So Delta still leads 6-0 here as we head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Cedar Edge High School, I'm Mark Cantor. Landon Kendall getting ready to face the bottom of the Cedar Edge lineup. That's right, 7-8-9 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Delta leads 6-0. Rylan Brooks will come to the plate. This will be his second trip. He struck out looking in the second.
Batting for the Bruins, we get number 17, Rylan.
Kennel with 8 strikeouts on the day. This pitch on the ground is short. Picked up by Clay, throw to first in time. No, they're going to say that it pulled Bynum off the bag. So Brooks will be on as a result of the error.
Now batting for the Bruins, number 11, Brendan Ryan.
So Kennel has still only allowed the one hit. He also has a walk. Trent Ryan to the plate. He's squaring the bunt, but pulls back on the outside pitch for a ball. Gaston, though, with a good job to... Nope, they're going to say he did go. They're going to say he offered, so that's a strike. At least I thought that's what the first place home. Umpire said this one's going to be bunted back to the pitcher, Kennel. It doesn't matter now. Kennel will field it and go to first. Sack bunt is complete. First out of the inning, and now Matt Connell will come to the plate. He struck out looking in the third. He's on the other trip to the plate today. Runner on second is Brooks. Connell steps in. Connell looks at the runner, now comes home. That's a swing and a miss. Brooks has 4 stolen bases on the year. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Connell way ahead, 0-2 now. Deep breath by Landon on the mound. Now he sets and delivers. That misses outside. Kennel stares in. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be poked foul toward the Delta dugout. Brooks with the lead off the second. The pitch is going to be fouled back off the top of the backstop. So Connell continues to battle at the plate. Kennel looking to win it from the mound. The pitch. Swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and Connell's just going to retreat to the dugout, and Gastineau will throw down to first, and
now batting for the Bruins, number
complete
nine.
The strikeout. So there's two outs, and Brady Cooper will come to the plate. Cooper is 0-for-1 with a walk today. Brooks again with a good lead as Clay were sending out of him. This one's a chopper to Delgado at second. Two hops, fields it clean. 4-3 on the putout. Delta's out of the inning with no harm done. So no runs, no hits. One left on for the Bruins. No errors for the one error for Delta. We'll head to the sixth inning with Delta ahead 6-0. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let State Mr. Nikki at the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Safety believes through therapy. Potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for State Mr. Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Kansas, back at Cedar Ridge High School with you. Delta lead 6-0 here as we are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Excuse me, make it top of the sixth inning. Brady Cooper out to start the sixth against 3-4-5. So the heart of the order for Delta, Gastineau, Reed, and Bynum. Luke, 1-for-2 with a walk today, RBI. Cooper finishes his warm-up toss, Heist with the throwdown. Home plate umpire brushes off the plate, and we'll be back to action. Gastineau steps into the left handed batter's box. Cooper sets and delivers. That pitch misses low. The pitch, that misses outside. Gastineau way ahead 2-0. Cooper has his sign, sets up the letters, and delivers. Gastineau lays off, and it's 3-0. Luke steps back in. And the pitch. Luke taking all the way, takes strike one. The 3-1. On the ground to second. Brown up with it. No, it gets by him. Gastineau will reach on the error by Brown.
Now batting for the Panthers, number 7, Ty Reed.
And that'll bring Ty Reed to the plate. Chaz Wilkes will come in as the courtesy runner down there at first. Reed 0-for-2 has reached on an error today and scored a run. Mm-hmm. Wilkes with a good lead off of first, held on by Johnson. Cooper with the pitch, swing and a miss. Cooper stares in, now looks over at Wilkes, now spins, checks him over there, Wilkes back in time. Reed steps back in. And the pitch. Off-speed pitch. Misses, and Wilkes with the delayed steal will take second. Counts even to Reed. Cooper's back on the rubber. Wilkes with the good lead down there at second. Brown working in and out on him. Spins and throws. Wilkes back in time. Cooper, again, looks at Wilkes, now comes set, and the pitch, this one's chopped, fouled off the plate into the Cedar Edge dugout, sends the Bruins scattering. Reed going to have to be tough with two now. Cooper sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Off speed pitch. And
now batting for the Panthers.
Reed way out in front of it. So with one out, Braylon Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum 1-for-2 with a walk today. Also has a run scored and an RBI. Wilkes the runner at second. The pitch. Chopped on the ground over the third baseman, Hutto in the left field. Wilkes being waved in. An RBI single for Bynum. So that increases Delta's lead to 7. It's 7-0. As Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He's got a triple. He's been hit a couple of times, a couple RBIs, a run scored, and a stolen base. Pitch misses for a ball. Bynum with a medium-sized lead down there at first. Held on by Johnson. A little bigger now as Cooper gets the sign. He's going. Pitch is low, throw down is offline, into center field. Bynum takes off, the center fielder is going to bobble it out there. Bynum will reach second, third. So Sprout at the plate with a runner 90 feet away. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Cooper. That misses outside. Counts 3-0. Brado steps back in. Cooper sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Sprout had the green light, 3-0. We'll see if he swings 3-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So that runs the count full. Yeah, Here's the payoff pitch from Cooper. This one's lined into right field. That'll score a run. RBI single for Brado. Three ribbies on the day. Now Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. Ficklin 0 for 1 with a couple of free passes today. Delta leads 8-0 here, top of 6. Ficklin just looking for something to drive here. Good lead by Sprout. The pitch gets by the catcher Heiss. Sprout will move up 90 feet. Pitch was in the dirt, by the way. Ficklin didn't offer at it, so. Some coaching by Steve Ryer down on the third base coach's box, telling him to sit back and drive the ball. Brado with a good lead off of second. Brown there at the bag. Sprout takes a couple steps back. The pitch spiked at the plate. Sprout takes off for third. They're not going to get him. That one that didn't even go all the way to the backstop. Heiss frustrated that he can't stop the ball. I was saying that ball didn't even go all the way to the backstop. And when Heiss tracked it down, Brado's three-quarters the way to the back. Here's the 2-0 to Ficklin. That's a strike on the outside half. About letter high. Not something Ficklin wanted. The 2-1 pitch. Tipped into the catcher's glove for strike two. Ficklin just not waiting long enough.
You hit her, got a plug, you hit her now. Come on.
Wanted to catch up with the grapefruit, just can't do it. The 2-2 swing and a miss. Strike three. So two outs, and Jesse Delgado will come to the plate.
Number 21, Jesse Delgado.
Delgado, 2-for-3 today. Sprout the runner on third. The pitch. It's taken for a strike on the outside corner.
Pick it up early. Come on.
Cooper sets and delivers. This one on the ground is short by Geyer. An RBI. Delgado took advantage of the left fielder Connell not fielding the ball quickly. Turned a single into a double. Gets the RBI and Sprout will score easily from third, and Lance Porter will come to the plate. Porter 0-for-2 and reached on a fielder's choice last inning. Delta leads 9-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Again, two outs. Delgado the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Again, Delta batters out in front of the pitch. Pitches. Velocity not what they're used to seeing. The pitch. Misses for a ball. And the count's even. Porter just waiting on a pitch to drive. The key word, waiting. He needs to sit back. Be patient. The pitch. This one. Fouled off on the right side, so Lance going to need to be tough with two. Has a runner in scoring position and Delgado at second. Cooper sets. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. Throw down the first in time. And Delta will score three more here in the top of the sixth. Four hits, one error by the Bruins. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Tacos 9 was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Tacos 9 uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student. Every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Defensive substitution for the Panthers as Jacob Hancock will come in to play left field. No other changes as Landon Kennel heads back to the bump. Finishes up his warm-up tosses. He'll face 2-3-4 in the Cedar Edge batting order. That's Kyle Brown, who has struck out twice.
Now batting for the Bruins, number 13, Kyle Brown.
So Delta leads 9-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch, this is high. The pitch, low. It's 2-0 to Brown. Kennel with 9 strikeouts in the game so far. 1 walk. He's just given up the 1 hit. The pitch, that's a strike on the outside half. Kennel stares in. Sets and delivers. That's a strike on the outside corner. So Kennel, going down in the count early, comes back and evens it up. The pitch. This one's hit softly into left field. The looper, a bloop hit. Hancock gets it in quickly. Brown on it first until Geyer will come to the plate.
For the Bruins, number 28,
Hal Geyer. Geyer, 1-for-2 today. He will take ball 1 outside. Brown with a medium-sized leadoff of hers, held on by Bida. Kennel comes to the plate. This one's going to be popped up short in the right field. Delgado ranges back into the grass and retires Geyer. One out, and Jackson Cooper trots to the plate.
Now batting for the Bruins, number 5.
Cooper 0-for-2 with a strikeout today. Brown takes his lead. The pitch. This is, nope, that's going to catch the outside corner for a strike. Kennel, grabs and delivers. This one poked to first. Line him up with it, takes the easy out at first. Brown will move up to second. Good decision by Bynum as he was coming towards the plate instead of spinning and trying to get the lead runner. Just took the easy out at first for the second out of the inning. And Colton Hutto will come to the plate. He struck out today, also been hit by a pitch. Takes strike 1. Kennel dealing once again. Brown with a lead off of second. The pitch. Off speed pitch. Count back to the backstop. Now Kennel will be way ahead 0-2. Landon sets and delivers. This one's in the dirt, gets by Gastineau. Runner will move up 90 feet. No harm done on that one. Umpire will brush off the plate and Cotto steps back in. Here's the pitch. Strike. Oh, not sure where that one missed, but it did. The count's even. May have been outside. Here's the 2-2. That one misses. Good stop by Gastineau. So, Kennel going up 0-2 early, and Hutto has now battled back to run the count full. Runner third is Brown. And the pitch. That's strike three called on the outside corner. 10th strikeout of the game for Kennel. Preserves the shutout. Delta leads 9-0. We head to top of 7. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations Don Main. A&M Creations Don Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Pitching change for the Bruins as Matt Connell will come to the plate. To the mound. Back was the left fielder. I imagine that looks like Cooper went back to short. So I'm wondering if Guyer moved into left field.
Batting for the Panthers, number 22, Jacob Hancock.
Hancock to lead off the inning for Delta. Came in as a defensive replacement last inning. Connell from the bump on the season. Get those numbers here for you in just a second. As he stares in, 1-0 record in 3 appearances, 185 earned run average. That pitch misses, goes all the way to the backstop for a ball. Long look in for Connell. Now he's set. The pitch. That's catch in the outside corner. The count's even. A little bit of a three-quarters delivery for Connell. Just an arm angle. Something for these Delta batters to get used to. The pitch. This is outside. Although Hancock, this is his first at-bat of the day, so first time seeing any pitcher. Got a 2-1 count at the plate. His team's got a 9-0 advantage here in the top of 7. The pitch. This is outside. Tunnel stairs in. Time set. And delivers a 3-1. That one misses high and inside, and a 5-pitch walk to lead off the inning for Hancock. Brings Landon Clay to the plate. Lando, 1-for-3 today with a walk. Run scored and a stolen base. The pitch. Misses inside. Hancock's had limited playing time off this season, coming off the bench, so no stolen bases. Counts 2-0 to the Delta shortstop. Lando. Tunnel stares in, now he's ready. The pitch. To Leiter into left field. Hancock. Looking, will round second and retreat. So that brings Gastineau to the plate. Gastineau, 1-for-2 today, has reached on an error and walked. He's got runners at first and second now. Hancock the runner at second, Clay at first. Long look in by Connell. He's ready now. The pitch. This one popped up foul on the left side. Hutto cannot catch up to it. Adams turned around. He was going to try to catch it over his shoulder, and it was too far out in front. Connell will be 0-2 to the Delta catcher. He'll step back into the left side. Connell, back on the rubber, stares in, comes set, and the pitch. This is high. Jabs even to Luke. Connell, comes set. And delivers. That pitch is low. Hancock the runner at second, Clay at first after the line drive single into left field. And the pitch. This one rips foul on the right side, and count will be even at 2 to Gastineau. So Luke takes his time, gathers himself, steps back in. Connell now back on the rubber, gets his sign, kicks and fires. This one chopped foul at the plate. It was back onto the line. That's a fair ball. We'll get a courtesy runner. That ball was chopped off the line. It rolled a couple of inches and then back onto the line where Connell picked it up, and it was a fair ball. An infield hit for Gastineau. Wilkes will take over as the runner there. Wilkes has a couple of stolen bases today and a couple of runs scored being Luke's courtesy. That brings Tyree to the plate. He's due. He's 0-for-3 today. Reached on an error back in the first. He'll take ball one high in sight. But he's got the bases loaded here and can do a lot of damage. Long look in by Connell. Now he sets the pitch. That one's taken high. Read up in the count 2-0. Connell with the pitch. That's low, and it's 3-0. No outs. I imagine Reed's going to be taking all the way here, but I didn't see if he got the take sign or not. So the pitch. Four-pitch walk. And Reed going to get the RBI the easy way. As Hancock drops in from third. Base is still loaded for Ryland Bynum. Bynum 2-for-3 today with a couple of ribbies, stolen base, a couple runs scored. Now he's looking to do some damage. Delta up 10-0 here in the top of the seventh. Base is loaded, no outs. The pitch. At comes at Ryland's head, and it's ball one. Rue able to duck out of the way there. Long look in by Connell. He sets now and delivers. This one on the ground to third. Hutto steps on the bag. It's the only out he gets. The run will score, so an RBI fielder's choice. Runners at first and second. And Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Actually, it's going to be Brett Lejo as a pinch hitter. So Brett Lejo will come to the plate as the PA announcer mispronounced his name, as happens most of the time, even though I do tell most of them how to pronounce it correctly. He came out and admitted his mistake, so. Brett, limited at bats on the season. Only 8, batting 250 with a double and a couple RBI. The pitch. Misses up in the zone, and it'll be 1-0 to Lejo. The pitch. That is high. Delta leads 11-0, top of 7, 1 out. Reed, the runner at second, and Bynum, the runner at first. The pitch. Taken right down the middle for strike one. It's okay, he's seen it now. That's why we get 3. Brett steps back in.
That'll be 3-1 to Lejo. This is my tunnel, maybe that's it. Out off to the right side, John, so he's running on the entire time to get to where he is. That's a play to Lejo. Hey, here we go. Hey, I'm going to stay outside a little bit. again.
Now that is the Panthers.
Got her. Exactly. Take a break. Now, the Panther Sports are audio sports online.
Taking them out to the room, Mr. Howard. If you pull a Panther, read it first. I am a second, and Mako first. Hopefully, you can have it off in here. Stop it, then it's going to be one out. Delta is retired.
Top of Four Three Ready Store off of Hugh Hiss. Also left a couple on. They lead 13
to 7.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Prime Line. Hey, Shane, this is Delta here on the bottom of the track. I'm standing to a black thumb out of the dugout and seeing the right knee. Kennel back on the mound. 10 strikeouts today for Landon Kennel. One walk, two hits, and five breaths. Warm up dog. Bruins borders. Back across the board was like, we're going Squares 80, Travis Stein, which the runner puts his second, or ice the second, comes home behind.
It has been in this call, a Dolphin Panthers, second round for GP, and coming up next.
Take a break, come back to the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports Run on your Sports Online. Had another fine day at the pitch, putting the exploits of Landon Kennel, another complete shutout. 13 strikeouts, 1 walk. He allowed 8 hits.